The previous morning thought involved a little cat's visit to the vet. It actually happened a few months prior to writing this one. More recently, the very elderly, loving and trusting Moggy became ill again. This time it was obviously far more serious. She wouldn't eat, her coat looked awful, and she just hid herself away in the nearest corner. The vet didn't hold out much hope, and the day after she was admitted came the phone call, saying that it would be kinder, etc., etc. We'll never see her again, but her memory lives on, pleading attention every morning, and sauntering at her own free will through most of the house and all of the garden. She liked nothing better than to hide in the bushes or flower bed, and then surprise you by leaping out as you passed by. It was her garden, and she knew every inch of it. On the outer bounds top floor of the house, I remember her peering mischievously around the banisters, and ever so slowly creeping back down when she realised that I had spotted her. The last day of her life, before the journey to the vet, I lifted her onto the table next to the window. From there, she and I often gazed out into the garden. I would whisper that Mrs. Pussykins really shouldn't catch small birds. This time she wasn't interested, until that is a tiny wren rustled in the branches of the pear tree next to the window. A last spark of instinct, eyes wide, ears tuned, and a half-hearted attempt at a stance ready to pounce. But it didn't last. She was indeed ready to meet her maker, but how I felt I betrayed her as the vet's door closed. But she'll be all right in heaven. It's us humans who are so feeble.